It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Horace Greeley was born February 3, 1811 in New Hampshire, the son of poor farmers Zacchaeus and Mary Greeley. When he was a teenager, his parents moved to Wayne Township, Pennsylvania, about a mile south of the village of Clymer near the state line. Horace, however, did not come to the area with his parents and instead stayed behind to serve as a newspaper apprentice in Vermont. When Horace was about 15 years old, he made his first trip to northwestern Pennsylvania to visit his parents, traveling some of the way on foot. Upon his arrival in Clymer in 1826, there were only about 4 to 6 houses. He returned for another visit in 1831, this time attempting to stay with his parents and help them on their farm. This only lasted about 5 months before he realized he did not have the physical fortitude to live as a pioneer, and soon found work in nearby Erie with the Erie Gazette newspaper. In the summer of 1831, Greeley moved to New York City to work as a journalist. He eventually found work at the New York Tribune, the country's most influential newspaper. From the 1840s to the 1870s, he used his position to promote the Whig and Republican parties, as well as opposition to slavery and a host of reforms ranging from vegetarianism to socialism. Greeley would return to visit his parents on a semi-regular basis, and during those visits, he often spent time in Clymer talking with the local residents, discussing various issues facing the country. Greeley also owned property in Clymer and even purchased a cemetery plot for his family. When his mother and father died in the 1860s, they were buried in Clymer Village Cemetery. Crusading against the corruption of Ulysses S. Grant's Republican administration, Greeley was the new Liberal Republican Party's candidate in the 1872 U.S. presidential election. His last trip to Clymer came in September of that year while campaigning for president. Despite having the additional support of the Democratic Party, he lost in a landslide. He died shortly after the election on November 29, 1872, at the age of 61. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.